Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil. Let's go to San Antonio this morning. Jim Ryan is checking in. Jim, what was the arrival like?
Good morning, Susan. It was about 2 hours ago in the darkness of the night. A Gulfstream 5 touchdown at Kelly Field. It taxied up to a hangar. There was no, you know, pool arrangement, no sort of media coverage at all. So the images that you see, the video, it was taken from about a quarter mile away, just outside the fence at Kelly Field. You see the tall silhouette, the 6'9" silhouette of Brittany Griner get off and walk behind the truck and into the hangar. We assume that her family was there, that her wife Sherelle was there, and that now she's being taken to Brooke Army Medical Center for a physical and mental health reassessment. So, I mean, she's been in custody in Russia for nearly 300 days, and certainly that will undoubtedly have taken its toll on her.
Does she just kind of go back, you know, once the medical evaluation, just poof, there you go, into society again, or is there something else that's a part of this?
Well, she certainly will be offered the opportunity for whatever treatment that Brooke Army Medical Center can give to her. It's known as BAMC. And since the 1970s and return of POWs from Vietnam, BAMC, Brooke Army Medical Center, has been the touch point, the first stop for so many people, hundreds, as they reacclimate themselves to life of freedom. So you had Trevor Reed, who was freed by the Russians in April, coming through here. Army Specialist Bo Bergdahl came to Brooke Army Medical Center after he was freed from 5 years of Taliban captivity. So, but it's not just military people. Obviously, it's civilians as well, like Brittany Griner.
All right. Her home, I believe, is also in Texas, right?
Houston, yes.
All right. So maybe it won't be that long before she actually does get back to home.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, and she does have a really strong support network around her own family, her basketball family, the WNBA team she plays for, and so and fans of hers who've been watching her career with Baylor University, also here in Texas, and the women's U.S. basketball team.
Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.